Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Thursdays are reserved for us reading your emails that say, hey, boneheads, you guys are forgotten to tell us what happened with blankety blankety blank. So we do the research and then we do follow-ups and we call it Follow-Up Thursday.
So 1 week into her engagement, our listener was already facing some major drama, and it had everything to do with her mom. Our listener and her fiance planned to have an intimate wedding, about 20 people tops, on a cruise set for summer 2026. At a later date, they would host a reception for other family and friends. Her mother was aware of this plan and was told to keep this information off of social media, but her mom went against her wishes and then blasted the news to everyone. She even tried to convince our listener to change her wedding date to 2025. Our listener was torn. She's like, should I stand my ground and let this go and let anyone attend the wedding? We advised her to set some boundaries and withhold any future details from her mom. So how's the wedding planning going?
All right, so your update about the wedding. So while y'all were on holiday break, you replayed my Momzilla segment about my mother who was trying to invite a bunch of family members and friends on our immediate family member-only wedding cruise in the summer of 2026. So I figured you might want an update. Now that it's time to book cruise dates, and after several more arguments with my mom, my fiance and I have decided that we're just going to go to the courthouse with our best man and maid of honor. Then we'll just pour all the money we've saved into a huge reception for everyone to attend. And then we will go on a cruise as a honeymoon alone. This is how much she stressed me out already. We'd rather just do this for us and have the huge celebration my mom wants a couple days later. It's about the marriage, not the day. And I don't want the day/week to be super stressful. While the guest list for the wedding cruise was small, as a people pleaser, I don't know how anyone plans these destination weddings for several attendees. My hat's off to their patience. Okay, not looking forward to disappointing my mom with this new plan, but hopefully she'll just be happy for us either way.
You're funny. You're so cute.
Thanks, a burnout bride.
Bless your heart. Yeah, based on the FBI personality profile of your mom, I hope you know that she's going to be real upset with this. I mean, if she was the one that was trying to ruin the secret cruise wedding, and now you're saying you're taking away this from her, and she didn't even get to witness her only child getting married. Man, it's a bold move, and I respect it. But there is going to be hell to pay.
So when you do this and your mom raises hell, you have to treat her like I treat my toddler. So when he has bad behavior, there are certain things that will get taken away from him, right? And he's like, you're so mean. Why'd you take this away from me? And I look him and I go, I did not take this away from you. You lost this. You lost this because of your bad behavior. And if you want to get it back, you'll fix it.
Is that when he flips you off?
Yeah. It is kind of cute, that little middle finger. No, I'm just kidding. My child does not do that. But I would tell. Yeah, well, but I would, if she's like, how could you do this? Blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, I didn't do this.
Right.
You did this. And this is how I had to react to you.
Yeah. If I ever go down this path again, it's going to be the eloping route here. I mean, it feels to me like every couple of days we have a story on the show where there's so much stress around family or planning the weddings, man. That's really young.
Way too stressful.
Over all that. All right, Jackson's coming in here being the bearer of bad news because this is an app that I thought had helped me for years and years and years, and I always thought I was kind of duping the system using it.
I completely agree. Do you guys know what Honey is? Have you guys used Honey?
No. I've never heard of it.
Once again, apparently, I'm a genius because something felt off about this. I told you guys, I'm not even kidding. I told you about the DNA thing. Everybody scoffed at me, looked, told you so. So I love searching the internet for promo codes. It's like one of my favorite hobbies. Whenever I buy anything online, before I check out, I go into coupons, retailer.com, RetailerMe, all those places, and I try to find a promo code. And when I find one and I put it in and it works, oh, it's like that serotonin, my serotonin levels go through the roof.
See, here's where you and I are different because I will sacrifice my privacy and my safety for time. So Honey, I've been using, it just pops up. Now, if you guys don't know what Honey is, it's an extension on your web browser that when you're shopping for anything and you're about to hit that buy button, Honey comes up and goes, wait a second.
Use the promo code.
Yeah, wait a second. I got a coupon for you. And then it starts looking for these coupons and a lot of the times, I'd say 3/4 of the times for me, it comes up and it saves me 10%. And I don't have to do all that.
But yeah, and so when I came on here and told you guys about my love of searching for promo codes, I think Tommy and somebody else are like, why don't you just download Honey? Like, it does it for you. You'll save so much time. But something didn't feel right and I never did it.
Well, we don't even know what it is yet.
No, you don't. And I completely agree. Like, I used Honey for the longest time. There's always that promo box that sort of taunts you at checkout. And you're like, man, I wish I had something.
Sure. You say taunting. I say it's like welcoming, like, hey, buddy, I got you. That's what Honey is to me, man.
And so Honey actually really became super popular because they were one of the first major brands that a lot of influencers, specifically on YouTube, worked with. When you'd go watch a video, Honey would sponsor them. They would fund the entire, you know, video, and a lot of these creators made a killing on these sort of promotions. Mr. Beast, like all the most prolific YouTubers that you could ever think of, really put them on the map. And for all of us who are purchasing things all the time online, it's a no-brainer. Why would you not want the best promo code? Why would you, you know, you don't want to waste your time searching for stuff, right? So in this huge sort of bombshell investigative piece that someone else on YouTube decided to put out, they basically tried to look sort of into the back end because some people had, Kristen, like you did, some sketchy feelings about the business practices that were going on. So this is what was happening, basically. You guys know what affiliate links are for creators, right? So creators will endorse products, and a lot of times in the description, they'll have a link directly to a product that you want to buy, and the creator then gets a little bit of a kickback for the purchase that you make using their link. Same way that like a car salesman will receive a commission on a car that they sell. Right?
I just started one of these Amazon lists yesterday that I shared.
Exactly.
And I don't care about getting the pennies that I get, but just to share the info. But I just started doing this, so I get it.
Right. And for some creators, that's like a pretty nice stream of, you know, passive income that they can earn. So if you want a TV, you go and look up top 10 TVs on YouTube and they've got their affiliate links all below. You click one, they get a kickback. Here's the thing, if you have Honey, though. So if you were looking for TVs and you click on the link, you look at the number one TV and you click on it, it takes you to Best Buy's website. You purchase it on Best Buy, and when you're at the checkout page, you click Honey. What Honey will do is it secretly opens up a tiny little tab on the top left corner of your browser, and it replaces the creator's affiliate link with Honey's own affiliate link. So they're taking the commission back from the creator and giving it to themselves.
Hey,
oh, wow.
That's shady. That's advanced.
How'd they figure that out?
They're way smarter than we are.
We're about to open a business.
that is messed up.
Super messed up. So that in and of itself is bad enough for a lot of people to stop using them. But it doesn't. It seems like it doesn't affect us as the consumers. It affects the creators who are the ones promoting these products, right?
Yeah, because they were supposed to get a little piece of that. And now they're not.
Yeah, but I don't know those people.
Right. But the problem's twofold, okay? So a lot of companies that work with Honey don't like Honey because Honey's offering coupon codes for their businesses, which are, it directly affects their bottom line, right? You're getting discounts on the products that you should be, that they want you to be purchasing for full price.
So I'm on Honey side with that one.
What's that?
I said I'm on Honey side with that one.
So what Honey is doing is what you are manually doing, Chris.
Correct. Yes. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, but if you can't afford to sell it at a coupon price, then don't sell it at a coupon price.
So Honey, being as popular as they are, decide to go directly to these companies and brands and says basically, hey, we'd like to offer a partnership with you. And in return, you as the company get to choose which coupons show up to your consumers through Honey. Okay? So let's say out there in those you know, where you go on those coupon websites, there's a 50% and there's a 10% discount. The company's obviously not going to give you the 50%. They're going to give you the 10%. Honey says, okay, that's cool. So when you click on that Honey link, it basically will say searching the internet for the best coupon codes, but it will only give you the one that the company allowed them to, that allows you to see.
Wow. Dude.
Now you're getting screwed.
Dude.
Yeah. Damn.
That is a straight up scam. And so they're
you're still saving 10%. I mean, I'm not that mad at it.
I mean, sure, that's totally fair. But the thing is, like, maybe Christian, the manual work is better because you could be getting better discounts out there.
Absolutely. And do you think too the companies are maybe jacking up prices to compensate for the coupon that they put out?
That always happens around Black Friday too. So.
I think, you know, you've done this enough. We need to start, like, this needs to be a package segment that Jackson ruins everything.
That's kind of fun.
Can we do it?
I think we should.
The Burt Show.